This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Megan, Fiona, and Anthony, Strongsville.
Good morning.
I have to battle all three of you?
There's three of us and the dog.
What's the dog's name?
Sadie.
Aww. Well, that's awesome. I am looking forward to this. As Jen is off today, it's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite. So we will play a round of Trump Timmate this hour and next hour, brought to you by Apex Skins. So producer Stevie wrote the questions. She'll ask the questions, and she keeps track of the score. You just need to kick me out of the room, and we'll go ahead and start the game.
Go ahead.
Jen,
I sure will.
All right, you guys ready to get started? Tim is out of here.
We are ready.
Perfect. Question number one. So Steven Spielberg is diving back into Jaws with a brand new intro for the iconic 1975 film. It's airing on NBC June 20th at 8 p.m., exactly 50 years after the film first hit theaters. My question to you is, what ocean animal is the film Jaws about?
A shark.
Yes. Question number two. Sabrina Carpenter shared the reasoning for her quick turnaround on her new album, saying, quote, "If I really wanted to, I could have stretched out short and sweet much, much longer. But if I'm inspired to write and make something new, I would rather do that," end quote. So speaking of Sabrina Carpenter, does she have a Grammy, yes or no?
I want to go with yes.
Okay. Fiona says yes.
All right, we'll go with yes. Question number three. 21 Pilots just shared a new song called The Contract. It's the first taste of their album, Breach, due in September, along with announcement of a tour to follow. Which city in Ohio is 21 Pilots from?
Oh, gosh. No, they're not. Let's go with Youngstown.
Go with Youngstown? All right. Question number four. The first trailer for season three of The Summer I Turned Pretty is out. The Prime Video series returns for one more season on July 16th. And it's going to pick up 2 years after where season two ended. I need you to name one of the two brothers Belly is caught in a love triangle with. Just looking for their first name of one of the two brothers.
Oh, guys, I just watched this. Oh, give me a name. Brayden.
All right, we'll go with Brayden. You never know, could hit. Question number five. So Dua Lipa has officially confirmed that she's engaged to British actor Callum Turner. He designed a custom ring for Dua, and she said she is obsessed with it. So before acting, Callum Turner worked as a model for this British luxury brand known for their trench coat, signature Nova check pattern, and equestrian knight logo. What brand is that?
I think that was Burberry.
All right, we'll go with Burberry on that. Perfect. You guys did great. I'm going to add up these totals. We're going to bring Tim back in the room and see what happens next.
Great. Thank you.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. We're continuing a round of Trump Tim A as Jen is off today. So we have Megan and Fiona and Anthony of Strongsville. They answered five questions a minute ago. How did they do?
They got three.
Ooh.
They were tough, Tim.
They were tough?
Yes.
Three is good, though.
You were listening.
I don't like this.
Five.
I never know with Stevie because I just don't know. Never know. Okay, so
I never
tough.
Know either.
I don't. Sometimes I think to myself, okay, these weren't bad. And sometimes I feel like I could get like negative one out of five. I never know. I've said this before. I play the game. It's a sponsor game. I fill in for Jen. I get very nervous. I prefer asking the questions, writing the questions, but I do my best. I'm not great at the game. I do my best. It's all I can do. So here we go.
All right. We'll see how you do. Question one. Steven Spielberg is
the smirk on her face. I'm just trying to draw the picture for anybody
like
listening.
When
there's
you
some
feel nervous, like then, cause then I feel like you don't think as well with the timer.
That's
and everything.
Pretty much the premise of the show.
Steven Spielberg is diving back into Jaws with a brand new intro for the iconic 1975 film airing on NBC June 20th at 8 p.m. It's exactly 50 years after it first hit theaters. What ocean animal is the film Jaws about?
I'm not going to lie. That was not a tough one.
No.
Shark.
Yes. What kind of shark?
Great white.
Yeah. See? You know more than you thought. You didn't need to say all that, though.
Question. All I know is if she said that they're tough and that was the first one, it's about to go downhill very, very steep downhill very quickly because I trust her wholeheartedly.
Question two. Sabrina Carpenter shared the reasoning for her quick turnaround on her new album, saying, quote, "If I really wanted to, I could have stretched out short and sweet much, much longer. But if I'm inspired to write and make something new, I would rather do that," end quote. So speaking of Sabrina Carpenter, does she have a Grammy? Yes or no?
Sabrina Carpenter definitely has a Grammy.
Yes.
Okay. I think she has a couple, but yeah, she has one. Okay.
I think two.
Okay.
Question three. 21 Pilots just shared a new song called The Contract. It's the first taste of their new album, Breach, due in September, along with a tour announcement. Which city in Ohio is 21 Pilots from?
Columbus. I love them.
It is Columbus.
Yeah, I listened to it on the way in. Great song. Big fan of 21 Pilots. I do like the new song. I just like them in general. Seen them several times. Yeah.
Question four. The first trailer for season three of The Summer I Turned Pretty is out. The Prime Video series return for one more season on July 16th. It's picking up 2 years after where season two ended. I just need you to name the first name of one of the two brothers Belly is caught in a love triangle with. First name.
Frank!
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
No. Jeremiah and Conrad.
No.
Did you know that?
No.
Okay.
Yes, but no.
Yes, but no.
Timer.
Oh, is that the way it is? Well, you know.
Because of the timer! Exactly. All right, well, so it comes down to this question here, question five.
Oh, my God.
Or we'll have tiebreakers.
The worst game of life.
Question five. Dua Lipa has officially confirmed that she's engaged to British actor Callum Turner. He designed a custom ring that Dua said she is, quote, obsessed with. So before acting, Callum Turner worked as a model for this British luxury brand known for their trench coats, signature Novacek pattern, and equestrian knight logo.
Burberry.
It is Burberry.
Oh, my goodness.
Look at you, designer aware.
Oh.
Him.
This game.
I had a tiebreaker question ready.
Jen needs to know I got that question five correctly because that is not.
I figured Jen might have known. I didn't know. I was 50.
I wonder if she would have known 21 Pilots. Did you guys know 21 Pilots?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
I guess Youngstown.
Well, I mean, it's an accurate game. You never know. It's a city in Ohio. If you don't know, you don't know. All right. So what are the final totals there, Stevie?
4-3.
Okay.
Good job, Tim.
Hey, it was a good battle. My heart's still beating fast. Like, I've been on the air how many years? I never get nervous, and then my hands are shaking at the end of this game. Why does that happen? I don't understand this.
Like, the heart rate monitors.
Oh, could you imagine that? And if we did that, and there was the camera and everything else, it'd be a thing. All right. Well, you know that we love you. Thank you for listening to the show. We hope you have a great Friday and a great weekend, but you know what you need to say.
Thanks. All right. This is Megan, Fiona, and Anthony, and we did not trump Timmy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kathy of Streetsboro, the last player of the week on Star 102, Cleveland's Aww. Feel Good Favorites. Hey, Kathy, how are you?
I'm good. How about you, Tim?
Doing well. Doing well. Ready to play a round of Trump Timmy since Jen is off today?
I am.
Great. Well, this will be a fun battle. Ask me to leave the room, and then producer Stevie's going to take over.
Tim, will you please leave the room?
I will leave the room.
All right, Kathy, you ready to get started?
I am.
All right, question number one. So Bryan Cranston just shared why the actor who plays his son Dewey in Malcolm in the Middle won't be in the big reboot. So he is pursuing his master's at Harvard. Now, how ironic, as in the series finale of Malcolm in the Middle, Malcolm is planning to go to what college?
Princeton.
All right, question number two. Andy Cohen just made a major deal with NBC Universal, scoring his late-night hit Watch What Happens Live, a renewal through 2027. So Watch What Happens Live is a late-night show centered around shows on which network?
Oh, boy. NBC.
All right. Question number three. So with the third season about to drop, it's been announced that Star Trek Strange New Worlds will be coming back for a fifth and final season. Who played Captain James T. Kirk in the original Star Trek series? Looking for the actor.
Oh, boy. I have nothing.
All right, that's all right. We'll go with question number four here. So David Letterman is sticking around on Netflix a bit longer. The former late-night host show for the streamer My Next Guest Needs No Introduction has been renewed for a sixth and seventh season. My question to you is, what is the name of the quirky recurring segment on David Letterman's show that features amusing lists?
Oh, geez. You left the hard ones for Friday? The hard questions? I don't know.
All right, maybe we'll know question number five. The universe of Doctor Who will now be expanded to include preschoolers. BBC has announced that an animated series is in the works for its kids' channel. So in the series Doctor Who, what is the Doctor's time-traveling ship famously disguised as?
Famously disguised as... hot dog. I'm guessing.
All right. At least you took a guess. You never know. All right. I'm going to add up these totals. Kathy, we'll see how you do, how Tim's going to do. That's all coming up next.
Thank you.
I don't like this. I like when I walk in, you're shaking your head, and something's not going
to
be good for me.
I like to make you stress so that you don't do good.
Yeah, you're smiling, shaking your head. I don't know what's about to happen. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. If you're just joining us, Jen has the day off today, so we're playing a round of Trump Timmy. I was in the hallway, no idea what just happened. Kathy of Streetsboro, she has done her job. She answered five questions. I'm now back in the studio, so I can hear how Kathy did, and then I have to answer the five questions. So how did she do?
Kathy got one.
What did you do to her?
Ooh.
What did you do to Kathy? What just happened
in
the last 5 minutes?
You know, sometimes you start reading the questions and you think, huh, these are harder than I thought.
I've been there. Trust me. You think I'm going to be the one that rips questions? It's never going to happen. Okay.
Maybe they're in the wrong order. We'll find out.
All right.
We'll see. I don't know what happened here.
Okay.
Question one. Bryan Cranston just shared why the actor who plays his son Dewey in Malcolm in the Middle won't be in the big reboot. He is pursuing his master's at Harvard. Now, how ironic, as in the series finale of Malcolm in the Middle, Malcolm is planning to go to what college?
I'll just guess Harvard. I don't know. Is it? Okay. I'll just guess Harvard.
Very smart, people. Question two.
Yeah, they are.
Andy Cohen just made a major deal with NBC Universal, scoring his late-night hit Watch What Happens Live, a renewal through 2027. So Watch What Happens Live is a late-night show centered around shows from which network?
Ooh, NBC?
Well, I'll take that. I took it for Cappy.
What's
technically
the right?
Bravo, but NBC owns Bravo.
Oh, okay. Oh, Bravo. That makes sense. Okay. Well, thank you for mm-hmm. taking that. Mm-hmm. Can you take more incorrect answers? Because I'll do really well in this game.
No, it depends on how incorrect it is. Like, that was like NBC owns Bravo, so it's like, you
please
know.
Tell Jen on Monday. So I took some incorrect answers from Tim so he would do better. That's going to go over very well. The correct answer was Bravo, but I gave Tim NBC.
I would not have gave it to you if Kathy didn't guess that.
I know. Okay, that's
so,
fine.
Well, just take that as you will.
On behalf of Kathy and I, thank mm-hmm. you for giving us NBC.
Of course. So it's a trick question, I guess. Question three. With the third season about to drop, it's been announced that Star Trek Strange New Worlds will be coming back for a fifth and final season. My question to you is, who played Captain James T. Kirk in the original Star Trek series?
Was it just William Shatner, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
Question four. David Letterman is sticking around on Netflix a bit longer. The former late night host's show for the streamer, My Next Guest Needs No Introduction, has been renewed for a sixth and seventh season. What is the name of the quirky recurring segment on David Letterman's show that featured amusing lists?
Wasn't it just his top 10 list? Or was there a name?
Yes, I'm guessing that was the name.
It was the top 10 list. Okay. Yeah, every night he had a different top 10 list, different subjects. And mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Question five. The universe of Doctor Who will now be expanded to include preschoolers. So BBC has announced that an animated series is in the works for its kids' channel. So in the series Doctor Who, what is the Doctor's time-traveling ship famously disguised as?
Donkey. I have no idea.
No. These are very interesting guesses. Kathy's was fun, too.
What did you say, Kathy?
I said a hot dog.
Hot dog. Hot dog or donkey. Who's closer? Okay.
When I say it, it'll come to you, I think. I think you've seen this. It's a 1960s British police box.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Neither of us were close. I was trying to think of the
hot dog.
We're not even in the same realm at all. All right, final totals.
Kathy 1, Tim 4.
So, yeah, that's our recap. Jen, when you came back, we guessed hockey or a hot dog and a donkey, and also we got NBC correct for Bravo. So there you go. There's our recap of Friday.
All right.
Well, Kathy, it's always good to hear from you. I hope you have a great Friday and a great weekend, but you know what you need to say.
I did not trump Tim.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.